Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where we are in the middle of the bye week. And, Mike, no matter when the bye falls, everybody always says it's a good time for the bye week. Is it another good time for the bye week?
It's always my favorite question of the year in the press conference. Is this a good time for a bye week? And whether it's week three or after week three last year, this is definitely a good time for your bye week. We've played seven games, so you don't want to be too heavy on either side of your bye, in my experience. Having the break there after the Chicago game, a Thursday night game, that's kind of a mini bye, and then you have this bye here. But then you got a nine week stretch, and it's a good time. It's a chance for us, for us to get healthy. Lord knows we need a little bit of time, but yes, it's going to be beneficial for our football team.
Mike, from your comments earlier in the week, it is clear that your belief in Brett Hundley has not been shaken one iota.
No doubt. I don't understand what all the fuss is about, frankly. The sample size is way too small. I think you have to be in tune with the facts. The offense had 50 official plays. He threw the ball 24 times. So, and ultimately, at the end of the day, quarterbacks are judged on how they do in the passing game. But there's a lot of good things on the video, a lot of good fundamental things for Brett, techniques. You got to remember where he came from, his background. So I think he's progressed very well over the 3 years, but I'm more excited about what's in front of him. So I believe in him wholeheartedly. We got to make some adjustments with our offense because at the end of the day, the system will always be built around the quarterback. The identity has shifted some. I think we all recognize that. But when it comes to job responsibility, we have to get the ball to our playmakers, and that's the focus. We got a dynamic receiver group, tight end group, in a stable of good backs too. So we got to make sure we're getting the football distributed, and that'll be our focus, and Brett will get that done.
Mike, if there was one thing, one coaching point you really wanted Brett to incorporate into his game, what would it be?
Well, there's times where he may have played a little fast, and then there's times where he played a little too slow, and it was more categorized by to figure what play type of offense he was in, whether it was drop back pass or so. These are all very correctable things. Some of them, was anticipated. We need to at least cut that in half. Will be our focus over these next 2 weeks, and we'll get that done. But he's committed. He's tough. He's a playmaker. He had very, really good command in the tempo, the huddle, and so forth. So those are the things usually the young quarterback, first starter, struggles with. That was not an issue at all. So that's positive. But this kid has it. He's a football player. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Mike, we've talked about this before. Something that may not dawn on a lot of folks, but it dawns on people around here. Being a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers is a different deal, isn't it?
It's kind of a big deal. I mean, it was great to see, Bart and Cherry Starr back here for their visit. I mean, it all starts with Bart. He set the tone. He set the standard. And, definitely Brett Favre, definitely upheld that. And Aaron's doing a great job there. So I don't think it gets any better than those three. And so when you step in that chair, it's kind of
a big shoes there. Yeah.
So, but we got to stay realistic and practical. And at the end of the day, it's about playing good football as an offensive unit. But the commitment's always there. This group has great energy. That part hasn't changed. We'll regroup. We'll have an extra, we'll have a bonus day to get ready for the Lions, and we'll be ready to go.
Mike, since Aaron Rodgers had his surgery, have you spoken with him, and how's the early recovery process going?
It's going well. He's definitely in the right place. I think it was really good for him to step away. It's only natural for him to internalize a lot of pressure. Aaron puts a lot of pressure on himself, so I really like the plan that's in place for him, but so far so good. And if you can imagine, he's pushing the envelope, wants to push the envelope a little bit already. So I just heard that in the training room this morning, and I go, oh yeah, go figure. I thought we'd at least get to the first week before they were telling me he was trying to do too much. But he's off to a good start.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with Corey Linsley. Stay with us.
With the situation with our season and everything, I think it does come with a good time. We got Brett in there. We got him his first start. He's got his bearings. Now we can take a week off, look at how we did, look at things that we can change and make better in the offense and get this thing shipwrighted.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, the Packers' fine, and I mean fine, offensive center, Corey Linsley. Corey, welcome to the program. First question for you has got to be, Brett Hundley, how'd he do out there?
I'll tell you what, Brett, you know, the stats may not show it, but Brett was calm and composed in the huddle. He made the adjustments that he needed to. We had great communication out there. So, you know, we'll get over this loss. We'll go back to the film room and study and get better. But moving forward, I mean, Brett's only going to get better.
Corey, how about this young Aaron Jones fella? I mean, he's had two starts, and he has two 100-yard games. That's pretty impressive. Do you, when you're out there, can you sense I got something special because you don't have to hold things as long? Yeah. How's that going?
I see him fly by me. You know, so he, that's
yeah, out of the corner of your eyes, he's cool. By already.
Yeah. You know? I'll go chase him down, pick him up. Aaron's got that natural running back instinct that makes him special. I mean, and I didn't know he was that fast, to be honest with you. When he broke away from those guys, I mean, that was impressive. You know, ever since that Chicago game where he got that opportunity to show his stuff, he's done a heck of a job. He's made the most of his opportunity. And, honestly, he comes into work every day, puts his head down and works, you know, and doesn't complain, doesn't say anything, doesn't say too much. So he's an awesome guy to be around on top of everything that he's done on the field.
Corey, folks hear the phrase silent count. You know, everybody's into the silent count when you're on the road. Would you explain to them that it's really not silent?
Yeah.
It's kind of a misnomer.
You know what's funny? Quick, my wife, I'm sitting there talking with you the other day, and my mother-in-law, and they're like, you only do that head bob on the road? I'm like, you guys even watch me on game day? But, it's you know, we're timing up everything with Aaron's leg, and we have our own deal there. But it's really the count now goes from, you know, Aaron saying it to me saying it. So it's just when Aaron lifts his leg, you know, we'll have a specific thing that we do. You know, it might be the head bob, it might be the side turn, whatever it is, and everybody's on the same page. So, you know, and then I got the cadence from there on out. And I think you can hear it on TV, you know, ready, go. But it's just shifting the verbal cadence to me.
Do you scream it, or is it just ready, go? I mean, are
yeah,
you going,
I mean, yeah.
Ready,
yeah.
Go? How's that work?
I don't know if it's that, you know, animated, but it's, I mean, it's ready, you know, I'm a little calm right now, not jazzed up enough to do it. But it's you got to be loud, you know, make sure everybody hears it.
You mentioned your wife, Anna, before. Mm. And you and her are involved in something called CASA, Court-Appointed mm-hmm. Special Advocates.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Yeah. Tell me how
glad
you got
you
involved
about
in
it.
This.
Yeah, so the executive director, her name's Kristen Jacobs. She is, she's from Ohio, Northeast Ohio, so that's how we made the connection. And she approached me at a flag football game last year and asked if we would do this. And what it is you're basically just an advocate you're an advocate for a child who's in Child Protective Services. So anytime a kid gets removed from their house and goes either into foster care or whatever, and there's a case open, they can, if they're under the age of 12, they can't testify in court. So they appoint them an advocate. And so what we do is we hang out with our CASA kids and get a feel for how they're doing, and then we basically just testify on behalf of them to the court in form of a written, it's just a written testimony.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's basically just letting the court know that the kids are doing great, kids are doing all right, and it's got, the kids love it. I mean, they always love it when we're coming around, and we've built a great relationship with them, and it's an awesome thing to get involved with, because that's what they need, you know. Mm-hmm. These kids, they need people they can count on, they need people that, you know, friends, honestly, older friends, and I think that it's a great organization to get involved with.
Do your CASA kids get a kick out of the fact that you're a Green Bay Packer guy?
So they didn't know. I didn't tell them, but they saw me when we played the Bengals, when we went to overtime, because I was a captain. So I was out at midfield, and they had the camera on me doing the coin flip. And they told me the story afterwards. They were shouting. They were like, "That's him! That's him!" They're like, "That's not him!" You know. So they rewound and they're looking at it. You know. But now they do. They ask me all kinds of questions. They can't believe Odell Beckham's taller than me. So that's the thing that blows their mind.
Last thing for you, Corey. It seems like every year, regardless of when the bye week falls, everybody always says comes at a good time.
Yeah.
Does it really come at a good time this year? How are you looking at the bye week? Because it's here.
I mean, this is the best time to have it, that break in the 7, 8, 9 week range. You know, with the situation with our season and everything, I think it does come with a good time. We got Brett in there. We got him his first start. He's got his bearings. You know, now we can take a week off, look at how we did, look at things that we can change and make better in the offense and get this thing shipwrighted.
Corey, have a great bye week. Thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it, Larry.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a minute.
Handoff goes to Jones.
Yes. Can't haul up the middle to the 40, to the 30. He may go to the house, to the 10, to the 5. High stepping. End zone. Touchdown. Packers. 46 yards. Aaron Jones.
We are back, and it is time to talk X's and O's with the head coach. And, Mike, your first drive, first and 10 at the Saints 46. And this thing is screaming just the way you drew it up.
Well, the result definitely is. I mean, you can see we're in a formation of two tight ends, two receivers. You know, this we call this a snug alignment, which we've got our receivers down there close. New Orleans' defensive adjustment, this is a run defensive call where they're going to pressure. We're going to bring both these corners for run support. Okay, so with that, with these guys coming off the edges, we got to hit it fast because it's a pattern scheme inside. We call it play 92 plant. But really, if you watch the block by Jordy Nelson, you know, he takes the sting off of the crash of the corner and allows us to keep our guard, Justin McCray, up on the Sam linebacker. So you see Jordy right there because that's a tough block. It's a tough assignment. The corner has leverage on him. So Jordy's there to just flatten him right there, which is key because we've got a good double team inside. You see McCray can stay up on the Sam linebacker. Belaga comes off on the weak side. Will linebacker. You can see David sifting through. The Mike, he's playing the middle of the field because he has to take it out because they're going to play two behind it. All right, so but look at the double team. You can see the vertical push. Great job by Marty Bennett. Look at them flat in the defensive end. Their best player, Cameron Jordan, down the line of scrimmage. So it's nice and flat. We get the guard around, you know, Marty's block, and it's nice and clean. And you can see right there, boy, I tell you what, you want to talk about young running backs right here. Take a look at the lean of Aaron Jones. Okay, he doesn't waste any steps. He hugs that double team. But watch when he goes through the line there. Look at that. That's a thing of beauty, isn't it? Look at the shoulder. Look at the lean.
Yeah.
No wasted steps. He hits it. You know, it's that whole thing about hitting the crease because you're coming out of the hole as it opens. So that's a great picture you're looking for young running backs, and splits the safety, and he's off to the races.
Mike, let's go to the end zone view. And if you could just brag about the work of the offensive line and Martellus Bennett. And also, you know what's crazy? I mean, this is a between the tackles, up the gut play. Nobody laid a hand on Aaron Jones. Amazing.
Not at all. And no one even penetrates the line of scrimmage, too. So a lot going on here, as we're talking about. Let's watch Marty Bennett's block right here. Great block on their best player. Nice and flat. Keeps them, you know, and they're crashing a three technique and spiking the end to stop the run there, okay, because they know they got the corner coming off the edge. So there's Jordy out there taking the sting. You got the double team by Belaga and Jari. Well, it disappears, so Belaga does a great job and gets vertical right now. And that's what you're looking for, because then here comes the Will linebacker. David's really kind of a bonus on the backside. You can see Rich Rogers doing a great job flattening the other end, too. So we got Keller. Jari does a great job with the three technique, takes him across, throws him into the spike of the backside end. And we're nice and clean. Look at McCray. Boom, inside out. That's exactly what you're looking for. But what I like about it here is look at all their numbers. When you can see both numbers on your offensive linemen, good things are happening for your running back, as you know. So look at McCray. Bang, and look at the timing. And once again, can't say enough about Aaron Jones. No wasted steps, and he's hitting it. Because we always talk about running through common color. That's common color right there. Right? You see those two shirts together?
Yep.
You want to accelerate that crease. Common color. So he's running through the common color because when it happens, now he's hitting a hole as it's opening, and look at that. Excellent cut. It's a thing of beauty.
46 yards, and nobody lays a glove on him. Terrific stuff. Coming up, some terrific defensive stuff. Don't go away.
under a blitz. Throws the goal line right side. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Packers. Sensational interception by Devon House. Green Bay ball.
Welcome back. Mike, Devon House. Signed him in the offseason. But unfortunately, injuries kind of got in the way. Missed three games with a quad problem and part of a fourth. But he came back against the Saints full-time. And it's looked, from the outside looking in, like he had a heck of a day. Is that what you're wanting and hoping to see from Devon House?
Definitely. I mean, if you look at the way he played against the Saints, that's exactly what you're looking for. That was clearly, in my opinion, his best game of the season. So I think he had four targets for 38 yards or something like that. But, yeah, I thought Devon played outstanding. And, you know, it starts at the line of scrimmage. He has a great understanding. He's well coached by Joe Witt and as far as the bump and run technique. And, you know, it's nice when you see it, you know, applied to the game. So top-notch performance.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
We are back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, you look at the NFC North standings. This thing is wide open. Roughly halfway through the season, it is wide open, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it usually is after 7 weeks, but... you know, with Minnesota there at 5-2, but yeah, I don't really get caught up too much in where you are after 7 weeks, because it always spells out for you if you just keep focused on what's right in front of you. And frankly, we got two big back-to-back division games, you know, with Detroit coming to town on Monday night and then going down to Chicago. So yeah, I mean, it's this division's always rough, Larry, always has been, and clearly I think this year's going to be no different.
Thank you, Mike. Have a good bye weekend, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.